people are turning on their furnaces for the first time since the June 20th flood and finding out they don't work. Barb Serta-Warner at Superior Harbor House Shelter says the needs are more than they can handle.
Just this morning, we had three cases that we allocated some funds for that they lost all their winter clothing, their winter boots. They lost all of that in the flood, and then they lost their water heater, their boiler.
Serta-Warner says they've had to turn people away from their homeless shelter. Federal and state help continues to flow into the area, but Holly Sampson with the Duluth Superior Community Foundation says that takes time and people need help now. Sampson says other communities hit by floods and natural disasters have immediate needs, but the long-term fix can take 2 years. That's what they're seeing, too.
This is a longer-term recovery than I think we originally envisioned.
The Community Foundation got a big boost this week when the Margaret Cargill Foundation awarded them $500,000 to help nonprofit groups with this flood recovery. Serta-Warner says the timing's perfect.
That is almost an understatement. We've never been so busy. Our food pantry here at the church, almost double what we have been serving. Our homeless shelter was hit by the flood, and our homeless shelters have been at capacity.
While Douglas County has tallied about $25 million in flood damage, northeastern Minnesota figures could exceed $200 million. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.